This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday 17th, July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Right now, Israel is experiencing cooler weather as evening approaches. Tel Aviv is comfortable with a light breeze. Jerusalem remains clear, providing a peaceful night. Haifa, however, is seeing some cloud cover. It's a pleasant time to be outside across much of the region. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past half hour, JNS reports that the IDF has killed Nihad Arouk, a Hamas platoon commander in Gaza. He was involved in training terrorists and planning attacks. Also, earlier this morning, Ynet reports that the U.S. has launched a fifth night of strikes on Iran. Israel is currently weighing scenarios for its involvement. Also this hour, according to Israel Hayom Hebrew, the U.S. has bombed a bridge near Bandar Abbas. This follows another wave of strikes, including an airport in Iran. Separately, Times of Israel says the Knesset passed a law officially dispersing parliament. The coalition has finished its legislative blitz. And finally, Qatar, Bahrain, and Kuwait have reported missile attacks as tensions between Iran and the U.S. escalate. The Knesset has also voted to extend mandatory army service to 32 months. From X, the latest. I24NEWS English, an international news broadcaster, posted just minutes ago that Iran's Revolutionary Guards have threatened to block oil and gas exports through the Strait of Hormuz amid ongoing U.S. attacks. Al Arabiya English shared, posting earlier today, that retired U.S. Navy commander Kirk Lippold believes Iran continues to destabilize the region despite repeated U.S. military strikes. Belaz News reported just over half an hour ago that Iran's Revolutionary Guard claims to have attacked a U.S. Special Operations Command center in Syria. U.S. officials have yet to confirm this claim. Let's go deeper, starting with the strike in Gaza. JNS reveals that Nihad Arouk, a significant figure in Hamas, was targeted for his role in ongoing terrorism training and planning. This action underscores the IDF's continued focus on neutralizing threats from Gaza. The region remains on high alert for potential retaliatory actions. Turning to the U.S. and Iran tensions, as reported by Ynet earlier today, Washington has informed Jerusalem of its intentions to target Iranian infrastructure. Despite the strikes, Israeli officials believe Iran aims to avoid direct conflict. This situation maintains a delicate balance in the region, with Israel closely monitoring developments. Meanwhile, in a related development, Israel Hayom Hebrew highlighted the U.S. Army's actions against Iranian targets. Bombing a bridge near Bandar Abbas indicates a strategic effort to disrupt transport and logistics. For civilians, this heightens the sense of instability as military actions intensify. Separately, the Times of Israel notes the Knesset's dispersal and extended military service. These legislative moves come as tensions rise in the region, highlighting Israel's need to prepare for potential extended military engagements. This decision affects many Israeli families with conscription age members. Finally, the missile attacks reported in Qatar, Bahrain, and Kuwait signal a spreading conflict as Iran and the U.S. exchange blows. This escalation puts neighboring countries on edge and could draw more regional powers into the fray. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that Moody's has issued a sharp warning regarding Israel's defense spending. While keeping the credit rating stable, the agency suggests economic shifts could arise from increased military expenditure. Separately, CTEC discusses Asaf Rappaport's strategic investments through the Wiz portfolio. His focus on AI, cybersecurity, and venture capital indicates a robust Israeli presence in these sectors. And finally, Isra Hayom Business highlights a significant fine imposed on Karsu Motors. The leading car importer will pay over 11.5 million shekels, which will likely impact the service customers receive at local garages. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 10:00 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.